Hey, don't do that. Welcome to the Convicts for Crocheting podcast. You know, and if you guys don't know what crocheting is, it's a popular needle craft that uses a hook and yarn or thread. And on this podcast, we're going to teach you how to crochet. You know, we're going to teach you how to do the popcorn crochet stitch tutorial. We're going to have links on our blog site where you can go down and, you know, we have some Australian animals, which are really lovely. They're just lovely.
This isn't our crocheting podcast, man. This is our comedy podcast.
Crocheting podcast.
That's on Wednesdays, bro. We record that one on Wednesday.
Convicts for Crocheting. You know, I tried to pick up crocheting once.
Did you?
Yeah. I did.
If I was you, just don't ever tell anybody that.
Dude, I told everybody that right now, clearly. I told the whole world that right now. I honestly did. I thought, you know what? Why not? Why not build something I can wear? You know? And I tried to make a beanie and a hacky sack, and it didn't work out.
Beads flying everywhere?
No, I didn't get that far. Let's just say that I do not have what it takes.
You just ended up crocheting a fucking cape for your wiener.
Hey, I couldn't get the crocheting needles that small. You'd think I would be good with needles. You know, I figured, right. Oh, okay. I clearly was mistaken. Anyhow, welcome to the ROTFL podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark, and with me, as always, is my buddy, Killa Puke. What's going on, bro?
Hey, how you doing? I got a fun fact that's just been, you know, kind of grinding my gears lately.
All right.
You know, there's 2,825 billionaires in the world, man. There's 630 billionaires in the United States alone.
Hey, how about that?
You know, the fun fact. But not one of these 2,825 billionaires have come to the conclusion or decided to become Batman yet. Dude, billionaires, get your shit together. We need a Batman. We need a dark vigilante in this world, man. Shine some light.
I think we already have a dark vigilante in Kanye West.
Oh, I love Conway. Conway.
Conway.
Conway West.
Conway Twitty. Yeah, Conway Twitty wasn't very dark.
No.
Nah. But yeah, I think someone should.
Yeah, come on, Kanye. Get your shit together, man.
This is what I think.
You a billionaire?
He's got money, dude. I don't know if he's a billionaire, but he might as well be. He's definitely close to it.
I know. Benzo, man. Get your shit together. Or at least adopt an orphan or something and train them to be Batman. I mean, you got billions of dollars. What else are you doing with your time?
This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, okay, Elon Musk, you know, I've been sucking you off since we started this podcast. And here I go again. Hey, sign me up, dude. If you want to turn someone into Batman, I'll be your fucking Huckleberry. Hey,
we're here.
We're right here, dude.
Yeah. Hit us up.
Hook us up.
Hit us up at rotflpodcast.com.
Or, yeah, you can email us there, or you can go to our website and become a member. And since I'm asking Elon Musk to do this, and I'm going to ask our listeners to do the same. If we've made you smile this week to end off this horrible year, this will be our last episode of the year.
What, you got to put in one of those applause fucking things.
They're like, finally, it's not over. This is just the beginning.
Just the beginning.
It is just the beginning. But we are ending 2020 with a big ass fuck you, buddy. You got a lot of growing up to do. Suck my balls.
Who are you still talking to Elon Musk?
Oh, no. Elon Musk, if you're out there, together, dude. Man. No, I'm just telling our listeners to sign up on our site. Share this with their friends, and if we've laughed, if we put a little joy in your little heart,
in your day, we're here once a week
for the holidays. We are here every Monday to bring you the goods, And you can support our show by going to www.rotflpodcast.com/support. Or is it donate? I don't even fucking know anymore.
Both.
It's on there somewhere. It's on there.
It is donate, for sure.
It is donate. And shoot us a dollar, man. Hit us with that PayPal. Oh, speaking of which, thank you so much to our donators. And I'm going to have to say, Ken B, you're going to have to step up your game, bro, because we got a contender in the...
Ooh, we got the contenders.
We got the contender. We've got the contenders.
We got ourselves a contenders.
Ken B, we got a contender in Christy M. So, Christy, thank you so much for your support. We love you so much.
Oh, fucking love you. Christy, yeah. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah.
Later.
He'll stretch out his anus for you. Anyway, but Ken B, man, we love you, man. But dude, don't let Christy show you up, bro. Come on now. is this gonna work?
Why now?
I don't know. We'll give it a go, I guess. Hey, if we had all of our listeners donate a dollar every week, bro, we'd have like
32 cents.
dude, fuck. All right, but yeah, you guys know what to do. You guys know what the deal is. All right, so the corona vaccines have rolled out. Whoopee! And yeah. guess who's getting them first?
Not old people, that's for sure.
not the people who have us all locked down. The reason why we are all locked down on this big old fucking mess is because the people who are highest at risk, you know, the 80% of the people who are actually passing away from this virus, and the people who have, because they are passing away, we have now made it policy that we cannot leave our own damn house, even though, you know,
right. We're trying to protect the, you know, the one percenters or whatever.
Yeah, we are, you know,
we're trying to. I wouldn't really say we are, but it's, you know, because if we technically are, then we would be giving them the vaccine first.
So, and we're talking about people over 60 years of age who are the 80% of the people who are passing away from this pot. And if we manage to just take care of them first, we would no longer have a death rate. It would completely disintegrate into nothing. When I mean nothing, I don't mean zero, but I mean you would have more of a chance of walking out your house and having some, I don't know, groundhog run up your asshole and have babies, and then you would get some type of morbid tissue disease in your anus. I'm just saying, these are the chances.
Right. Those are the chances, right. The thing is, speaking about that death rate, man, okay, so I tried to do a little bit of research, right?
And he tried.
I did it a few months ago. I did it a few months ago. I looked up, you know, how many deaths in the last, you know, 5-10 years every year, because, you know, if this coronavirus is killing so many people, all right, now just hear me out. If this coronavirus is killing so many people, then the death rate this year should be way fucking higher, right?
Yeah.
I researched it again, but it was really a lot harder to do. I had to go on DuckDuckGo and do it. And it's not. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay, so the death rate is
I don't know why you had to try so hard to look this up. These are very easy stats to find.
It's very easy stat. And it was easy a few months ago. I'm telling you right now, it is not.
They made it more difficult.
I am telling you right fucking now, it was easy a few months ago. And I tried to do it just recently. It was not easy. And it's not easy stats to look up the death rate of this year and that year. But
it's because Google's shutting it down.
Dude. Right. They don't
want you to find these pages.
They don't want you to find. Yeah. So I had to go on DuckDuckGo and I found it, you know, no problem. But you would think if this is killing so many fucking people that the death rate would be way higher. It's not. Neither is the percentage. The percentage is actually the same in the last few years. And actually a couple years ago, the death rate was actually a lot higher than it is right now.
Yeah, it does fluctuate between like 200 and 300,000, and we are nowhere. We may be like a pinch above that and above last year's,
but we are nowhere near like what you would think it would be, which is like double the amount, or at the very least double the amount of what it normally is. And then people are trying to come out and say, oh, well, that's because we locked everyone down and no one's leaving their house, so no one's dying. And that's bullshit, because I watched my neighbor come out and blow his freaking head off, or, well, not his head, but he shot himself right in front of me. So people are dying, man.
Right.
Well, you don't need to leave your house to die. Maybe that does kind of minimize your risks, maybe, but that I wouldn't think, you know.
Well, the CDC also says, okay, so this year, okay, so the CDC says, and this is just another hypocrisy and contradiction that the CDC has been doing all year long. So the CDC comes out and says, oh, the flu and pneumonia and all these other things are extremely low for this year. Yeah, extremely low for this year, right?
Never, the history of the CDC have they come out and said some shit like
that. Never. So they said this, and the reason why it's so low is because people are wearing masks, social distancing, and washing their hands. Now, and then they came out like literally like the next week and said, oh, the coronavirus is spiking again because people aren't wearing their masks, washing their hands, and social distancing. So what is it, man? Make up your fucking mind and run with just the same thing. Don't keep on bouncing back and forth on this issue.
All these other things are down because of all the measures they put in place. However, coronavirus is up because
all the measures. No, because people aren't listening. Yeah, because nobody's – now everything's down because
– then the flu and the pneumonia would be up.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what – you know, exactly.
It's because they're all fucking running around trying to fucking put out the best new thing, and they can't figure out shit. So they just put out what sounds good, and clearly they're not collaborating with each other when they put these fucking things out, because it's like – or I think they just expect people just to go – they just expect the media to run with whatever they say for that week and not think back to the week before.
Right. And that's the thing. People do have fucking short-term
– selective memory.
Yeah, for real. And it's like the next new thing is everybody jumps on it and runs with it. And it's like, come on. You don't remember what they just said like literally a month ago?
Yeah, they don't. And they don't want to remember that because it goes against what they're trying to push. So the people who are getting them first are the essential workers. And I know, you know, at first glance, this sounds like a good thing, right? Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, the essential workers. And when I mean essential, I don't mean a freaking Amazon delivery driver, bro. This is not who I mean, although they would be considered essential workers and would clearly get this stuff before people who actually would die from this virus. I'm talking about nurses and medical professionals and first responders.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't trust this fucking vaccine, not one bit. I'm not going to fucking take it. Even if they fucking wanted me to, I'm not going to take it.
Well, it depends how much money they want to bribe me with. You know,
remember that stimulus. You're not going to get your stimulus check, man, unless you,
vaccine. Well, it depends. Hey, I'm not even worried
about jumping up at $600.
I'm so far down on the list because I'm a white male. I'm serious. I am so far down on the list is people who should get the vaccine and people who are in line first. And white males are pretty much the last of the Mohicans on that list because clearly they don't want us around anymore.
Yeah.
This is what they're saying. But so the first responders and people, you know, and I thought, okay, well, they'd need to get it first because they're on the front lines. But bro, they've been on the front lines and they ain't dead yet. So they're probably not going to be dead anytime soon from it. So why are we worried about people who are not in the highest risk category? If we were to tackle the people in the highest risk category, that's people over 60, 70, 80 years old, who are 80% of the mortality rate in this disease, we would end this pandemic right now.
They don't want to end it. That's the thing.
Let's start with healthy people. Let's start with healthy
thing along as well.
And the winner of it all, the winner of this whole mode of operation, the leader of this hypocrisy, AOC, anus... Ortega Cortegio, Antonio
Scorpio,
Corpability. What's her fucking name, bro? Ayasio Ortegio Cortezio. And sorry if I butchered your name, but let's just go with AOC. That's the way we like it. And AOC, you're a winner in our book because you always give us good content to roll off of. But she is our favorite progressive. She made sure to get on her little camera, on her little vlogging camera, and do her little virtue signaling in front of the whole world and her whole load of crazy little followers and get that vaccine. Questionably, we don't know if she actually got it. Okay, and we'll talk about that in a second. But she made sure to get it in front of all her followers, showing, look at me, I'm getting the vaccine, so should you. Boom. Dude, she is young, and she is healthy, and she is not in the risk category. And she stepped in front of a giant piece of the population that actually needs it.
Right.
So, hey, AOC, you can suck our balls over here at the ROTFL podcast because you are a dirtbag. Yes. If you wouldn't willingly give that vaccine to your
old person,
to your grandma, first,
to your grandma.
You're a piece of crap, dude, especially since you're not even at risk of anything.
Yeah. The way I look, okay, and people, same thing, people come in my restaurant all the time, or our restaurant, anyways, and, you know, most of them are like, because I don't even wear my mask anymore. Like, I hang my mask around my neck, and because I just, I'm over this whole thing. And the way I look at it. I
hang my mask around my neck. All right, keep going.
Sounds like a great song.
Well, I had a country song going here. But
the way I look at it now is that if you are still frightened of this thing, then stay in your fucking house until you get this vaccine and then come out. You know, if you're still that fucking scared, you know, cause I hang it around my neck. The only reason why I hang it around my neck, cause some once in a great while, you know, I'll get a customer and be like, can you please wear your mask while you're taking
it's
my
so
order?
Annoying. That is so annoying, dude.
And it's
that's like going to a, I don't know. That's like going to a trap house and asking a junkie not to use a needle in front of you or something, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, dude, don't come here then, dude. Right. Just stay away.
Right. Exactly.
See, yeah. I think in their heart of hearts. All right.
It's not, they don't care. They don't care. I know. Look, they're just trying to tell somebody else what to fucking do. Well,
part of it, but I believe in their heart of hearts that they're not worried about it, but their brain has been molded by this whole propaganda machine, and they're having a, you know, internal battle.
And so yeah,
they get scared when they see someone. They know they're out there kind of breaking the rules, you know, even going to the restaurant. They know they shouldn't be there already. And so when they see someone doing something that's just a little bit worse than them, then they got to flip out. You know, because they're already breaking the mold, you know?
Yeah, we keep on getting hits on Yelp, too, about, we went there and they weren't following the CDC guidelines. Like, motherfucker, then leave, motherfucker. If you're nobody's asking you to come here and eat. Don't come here and eat.
There's so many places that, DoorDash just IPO'd. Dude, go order some DoorDash, bro.
Right. Don't go in, have a fucking nice meal, and then talk shit.
Oh, dude, it makes me so stinking mad that these people... Dude, if you are the type of person in your life to get on a Yelp review and review anything but something positive... Okay, first off, if you take the time out of your day just to just Yelp anything, it's kind of weird to me.
Super weird. Do something.
If it's going
to
be anything, it better be... Yeah, seriously. If it's going to be anything, it better be something positive.
Right.
It's the same thing I see on YouTube videos. Like, I'll see a YouTube videos with 1700 likes, thumbs up, and then 7 thumbs down. And I sit there and think, like, who takes
the
time?
Piece of shit that fucking
watched
the whole thing and then gave it a thumbs down and a bad.
No, it's just like people just go through videos just thumbs downing it for no reason whatsoever. Right. Just because they can. If you're the type of person that thumbs down a video, kill a puke says, dude, find something to do with your life. Because if I don't like a video, I will just move on from the video. I will not take the time
to thumbs down it before you move
thumbs
on.
Thumbs down it, bro. It's hard enough to thumbs up it if I like it. I try to thumbs up every video I watch all the way through, no matter what.
Right.
Just because I like to support other, you know, YouTubers and content providers. But people who thumbs down, that's like... That's like a philosophy that's just beyond me. It goes way above my head. I don't know why you would do that, you know, unless it was some mad lady. Like, I could probably do it to AOC if she had a YouTube page. I could probably thumbs down her all day.
Well, speaking of AOC and assholes and
speaking of anuses,
assholes and AOC. Another fun fact for you. This is brought to my attention by Sarah, you know, our reporter on the beat. Thanks for putting
reporter on the beat. Doing the hard work. Finding the good stories.
Yeah, putting your feet to the pavement. Fun fact. How far can an anus stretch?
How far can an anus stretch? If stretch anus could
stretch
anus. That don't work. All right.
So, and this is okay. Now, mind you, this is without
proper training.
Proper training, right. This is just, you know, a regular human anus can stretch
up. This is straight off the cuff.
Stretch up to 7 inches before taking damage.
Before
taking damage. Now, that's enough for two adult raccoons to fit. You know, because a raccoon can squeeze into a hole that's 4 inches wide. You know?
That's pretty impressive for a raccoon.
So
you can potentially shove two raccoons up your ass without taking damage.
not just that, but that's good, without training. Now I tried to research. This is a
good fun fact.
Right. Oh, of course. You know, the new thing should be like, hey, shove a raccoon up your ass, fool.
Hey, whoa.
It should be the new catchphrase.
Yeah, I don't know if that will take off. Yeah. Carry on.
It didn't really flow. But, you know. There's some people out there that are doing these anus Olympics. Now,
hey,
when I tried to, I tried to research everything, but when I yeah, when I did research this one, like nothing but a bunch of different porn stuff started popping up. So
it's hard to find anything.
It's hard when you like porn Olympics or you know, like when you try to search those kind of things, just a bunch of porn pops up. So you can't really search it, but
With proper training.
With proper training, you
could get up, you can stretch your anus up to 24 inches. And I don't know if there's an Olympic sport for this. It might be in Canada. I don't know. They got some weird sports out there. But I really hope it's not like, you know, the training a gymnast has to go through, because they have to start like really young. Like super young. And that would just be weird.
That would be weird. Yeah. This is definitely good. I don't know.
That's we're gonna have to start you off young, kid, if you're gonna make it in this game. Fuck
yeah. I was gonna say this would be something. Never mind, I'm not even gonna say that joke.
No, we're not, because we're our family friendly podcast.
I'm just gonna move on.
Are we family friendly? Nah,
yeah. Who was that? One of our listeners was like, hey, can you guys try not to cuss so much so my kids can listen to your show?
Yeah, right, dude. Even if you didn't. Dude, let me just say, even if we didn't cuss, your kids should not be listening to this show.
No, no.
Because our content, even if we replaced it with other words or bleeped everything out, would still be horrifying.
Horrible.
It would be horrifying. You don't have your kids. This is definitely not kid friendly material. And for those of you parents out there who do have your kids listening to this, man, come on, guys. Get your
at least
shout out to Ashley who lets her kids who lets her kids listen to this. Yeah, no, I love them. They're good kids though, man.
Yeah,
they're just like moms. They're brutal. So this is what I like. You know, the kids gotta have a strong stomach to listen to this stuff.
Right.
So speaking of strong stomachs, a vegan. So this vegan dude, right? She was a vegan for, I don't even know, a long time, 30 plus years, 28 years. She was a vegan. She went into a restaurant and she ordered an Indian restaurant and she ordered curry goat. Goat, guys. All right. Now, she specifically,
is that what it says on the menu? Did it say goat on the menu, or did it say
absolutely? Like, no, it absolutely it said
like an Indian.
It absolutely specifically she asked for curry goat. Okay. After the dish, she took it home and she ate it, and she called the restaurant to complain. She was crying. If you guys just Google this audio for this lady calling this fucking restaurant, bro. Nobody told me the goat was an animal, she says.
You're a vegan lady. Shouldn't you know your animals?
I'd known the goat was an animal, she says, I'd never have eaten it. Dude, how do you live?
How do you not know?
How do you live to be 40 years old? Or she was like 40 plus, or at least in late 30s, and she doesn't know what a goat is?
You didn't have one of those fucking things as a kid where you pull the lever and it says, a goat goes, meh. A cow goes,
oink, oink, oink. Well, this is what I'm worried about. So now she's going to go order some bacon and flip out, saying, I didn't know bacon was a pig, and I didn't know what a pig was. I'm like, what else is next? Lady, go get a little kid's animal encyclopedia. Take a trip to the zoo. Do something. Learn your animals. As a vegan, you should probably know what every animal is. Yeah. That way you won't mistakenly eat it, because guess what? Us human beings, we are carnivores.
Yeah, top of the food chain.
We are top of the food chain, and we eat other things. And the only thing we're not eating, and that's just Americans. Well, I'm sure other countries don't. As other human beings, there's other countries that do, like Papua New Guinea and shit like that. But, I think we should start throwing some people on the menu.
Why not? Hey, population control right there. Speaking of this, one time when I was at when I worked at Ruby's Diner, this lady, she ordered a turkey burger, right? And I fucked up. It was like my fault. I didn't put in the turkey burger. You know, there's a button you got to push for fucking turkey.
She just got the regular burger.
Yeah, she just got the regular beef burger, you know? And then she was eating it. Like halfway through her burger, she like called me over and she's like, is this a turkey burger? And I looked at it and I knew it wasn't. I was like, yeah, sure is. She,
oh, no way.
Yeah. Like, yeah, sure is. She's like, well, it doesn't look like turkey. And I was like, well, our turkey meat's a little bit darker than most places.
Nah. Yeah. She's like, this is the most delicious turkey burger I have ever had. And because I have a raging, I have a raging allergy to any beef products. So okay, thank you so much for this delicious turkey burger.
So that's what happened. I was like, you know what? Let me go check. So I went and checked the ticket, even though I knew it wasn't turkey. I went and checked the ticket, and I was like, you know what, ma'am? I'm so sorry. I forgot to put turkey on your burger, and it is a beef burger. And she started freaking out. She's like, oh my God. And she already ate half the burger, right? She already ate half the burger. She's like, oh my God, I'm allergic to beef, right?
Who's allergic to beef?
And that's what I did. I looked at her and I was like, are you serious? Is that even a thing? And dude, yeah. She fucking flipped out.
No way. Well, geez. They need to really make that clear. Because isn't other food cooked in like beef grease and shit like that? It could be come from anywhere. Dude, she would like.
Bitch wasn't a fucking allergic. She just wanted to be a fuck pain.
Yeah, she was, bro. Dude, people who are allergic to beef break out in fat, dude. That's why. That shit makes me fat as fuck. Fuck. Yeah, turkey burgers, disgusting, but beef burgers, delicious. All right, man. So that's fucking awesome, dude. So if you're that old, if you're going to become any type of vegan or vegetarian, you guys better know what your animals are. And you guys need to really look into, I don't know why I'm giving advice about this, but there's things that you wouldn't expect to have animal byproducts in them that do, like Jell-O.
Yeah,
and candy and things like that. They use like horse hoofs and cow hoofs and shit like that to grind up. And there's animal products in everything, dude. So good luck, dude. It just seems like being a vegan would be a lot of work.
A fucking pain in the ass.
It would be such. It'd be like, not only is it expensive as fuck, but it just seems like a lot of work. You'd have to be on top of it all the time. I'm sure after you got used to it, it'd be all right. But could you imagine going everywhere and being like, do you have anything vegan on this menu? Do you have any vegan sides on this menu? Oh, God. I just wouldn't want to be that guy. It's almost like that's like being a biker. People who are vegans and people who are bikers, they got to make sure that you know that they're vegans.
That they're vegans and bikers.
Hey, my name's Tom. I'm a vegan.
What about a vegan biker?
My name's Jennifer. I'm a biker.
That would be just the fucking worst, dude. A vegan biker.
Vegan bikers for Yahweh? I think that's a biker club. All right, man. Emergency landing of a plane. This is a little bit older. This is a little gem for you guys.
Yeah.
Emergency landing of a plane. Okay. An airplane was forced to land.
This lady's vagina smelled so bad. And it was stinking up the whole entire airplane. So they had to make – people were throwing up. They had some interviews with a couple of the passengers.
Yeah, this one passenger, his name was Angry Jamal. He was on a flight to Washington, D.C. And when their flight was forced to land early, he had this to say. I thought something had crawled up in that and died. It smelled straight up like weave and diarrhea mixed with skunk juice. Fuck.
I wonder if Jamal's a white guy.
No, Jamal is probably not. She had a strong odor being emitted by a passenger, Larissa Jones. Several passengers began to complain about the smell. And finally, after 8 passengers began vomiting, a flight attendant notified the captain and decided to make an emergency landing in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hazmat crews were called to the scene, where the plane was immediately cleaned and sanitized. In quotes, I can't believe she would have the nerve to go out in public smelling like that, let alone in a confined space.
Yeah, where they're sharing the same air for the next however many hours.
Yeah, said Susie Smith. I should quit my job and sue the airline for pain and suffering. They knew she stank that bad before she got on the plane, and I will have nightmares about the smell for the rest of my life.
You're going to wake up in a panic, all sweating in the middle of the night.
This is horrifying. Ladies, all I got is 2 words for you. 3 syllables. Summer's Eve. Summer's Eve.
Or that's what I use for face wash.
Hey, that's not what that is. And yeah, because your face is a big old vagina.
Makes my lips all moist.
Moist. It makes my lips moist. I use Summer Eve on my face. It makes my lips moist. That is maybe possibly true. Vagistat, Vagisil, Monistat 3. You guys know the deal.
It should be a song.
It is a song.
I know.
So, I know. I'm sorry, guys. And we just wanted to throw some holiday cheer out your way with that little, lovely little gem. But that's all bullshit.
I know.
It's bullshit. Sucks. I want that story to be true so bad. And here at the ROTFL podcast, we are nothing but honorable. We
bring you the truth. Yeah, we bring you the truth.
So, even though we lied to you first, we will come back and apologize for it. Yeah, we you know what? We looked the story. It was all over the place. It is a great story, and I feel like someone just hated on this broad and wrote a big old piece. Like, it's like someone's ex. They're like, fuck this. they wrote this big old thing.
Went viral.
They got her picture up and shit. Oh, man. It's still funny, bro.
It's still funny.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I really would hope this would not happen to somebody. Clean your junk, dude. All right, well let's... We've got some stuff to talk about. We're going to get to the meat and potatoes of this little story. The COVID relief package, all right, guys, has come out. The $900 billion COVID relief package. And this consists of help for small businesses, probably some student loan debt forgiveness, and some possibly, you know, the little $600, yeah. Here's a little grease in the palms.
Crumbs. Yeah, the breadcrumbs.
Here, look the other way while we stack this $1.7 trillion bill on the backside of this little bitch.
The first one, okay, this first fucking relief bill had so much useless fucking shit in it. And this one is even worse. It's even worse. Now, the thing is about these people, they throw these titles on things. And, oh, COVID relief package. That's what it says, like the title. So then nobody goes through and reads the fucking bullshit that's actually in it. You know?
5,900. Oh, my God. 5,593 pages. And this harkens back to the time of the Affordable Care Act, when that dirtbag Pelosi, that hag, that old battle axe of a woman came out and was like, oh, we got to pass it to see what's in it. Nah, you knew what was in it when you wrote it up, bruh. Right. What are you talking about? We got to pass it to see what's in it. Who writes these things up if they don't? Like, seriously, a bunch of people they don't even talk to, like little dwarfs in their fucking little mining caverns, like get together and write these fucking bills out and just shoot them to Congress for them to look at. And they like got to go through these in like a couple hours, just like scan through them. Bah, 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 bah.
And then decide to pass it or not.
5,593 pages in a couple hours, dude. Not happening.
Not gonna happen.
Now, I don't care if you had, you would need 5,593 people in the room to each read a page.
Right.
I mean, how are you going to get this done in a couple hours? And this is how they pass all this bullshit. But look, we're going to go over some of these exhibits, dude. All right. This is the 1.7. Okay. So everyone's hating on Trump because he put a kibosh on the bill. He's like, I'm vetoing this shit. Because look, he doesn't want you guys as Americans to get $600 each. He wants $2,000 to go to each American directly. No bullshit. Don't pass go. No other shit involved. Here you go.
Okay. So not just that. Now Nancy Pelosi, if nobody remembers, on the last fucking COVID relief bill, when everybody got the $1,200, she was talking shit. She was saying, you know, she was saying $1,200, you know, that's breadcrumbs, blah, blah, blah. She was talking shit about, you know, because, and, but this
one. We won't remember that.
Nobody remembers that. She was all over it. Like, oh, that's not enough for the American people, blah, 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 blah. But she didn't give a shit. She just wanted it passed because she had all kinds of shit in there for, you know, all this. And it's in this one also. But now $1,200 isn't nothing and people need it so bad. But now that it's $600, you know, half the amount, but this one's okay. Like she's been pushing on this so hard.
It's because this is not what she's worried about. She's not worried about the funding that's going to Americans. That's not the reason she wants to pass it. It's everything else in the bill that she's trying to sneak in. And, you know, Trump was like, no. Let's go ahead and send 2,000. And now they're voting tomorrow. So ladies and gentlemen of the ROTFL podcast world, tomorrow they might vote on this. And you United States of America citizens, we might know tomorrow whether we're each getting $2,000, which is motherfucking going into investing in some motherfucking shit. If I
yeah. Well, the only, dude, they need to yank out a bunch of this useless shit. Okay.
Let me go over some of these exhibits.
Yeah.
Okay. Exhibit A. we're not going to have time to do all these, but let me just give you some
We could do a quick over.
Okay. United States citizens, mind you, you're going to get $600 directly. And if you are on unemployment, you'll get extended for a little while. That's it. That's all you got coming. Now, guess who's got other stuff coming attached to this bill? $15 million shall be made available for democracy programs in Pakistan. Yeah. And $10 million should be made available for gender programs in Pakistan.
Now, why are we paying for gender programs in Pakistan?
What the fuck is a gender program in Pakistan, bro?
Yeah, who knows?
You're a boy and you're a girl. That's $10 million. Yeah, what the fuck is it, bro?
Okay, so another thing is the Kennedy Center, and what's the other one? The Smithsonian. Kennedy Center is going to receive $25 million. The Smithsonian is going to receive, what is it, $100 million or something like that?
Oh, God.
I can't remember, but both of these places, they're fucking museums, man. Both of these places have been closed all year. And not only that, but they got millions the last COVID relief bill. So why do they need these millions more?
I don't know why they would need millions if it's closed down. Paying lot rent, I guess. I don't fucking know. All right, Exhibit B. We're going to pay for a study for the resource study of Springfield, Illinois' race riot. A riot that occurred in 1908. So you're getting $600, but we're paying for a study that happened from a riot in 1908. Cause we really got to pin that down.
We really got to
understand what happened back in that riot back in 1908, dude. That's what's really important. Right. All right.
How are they going to find out? They're not going to be able to examine any of the witnesses that were there.
Okay, Exhibit C. You guys are going to love this one. We're sending money for a statement of policy regarding the succession or reincarnation of the Dalai Lama. do I need to say anything fucking else? I'm just going to sit that one right there. So you're getting $600 and we're worried about the reincarnation.
Who the next Dalai Lama is going to be.
Yeah, we got to put some big money into that one.
We don't care who the next airbender is going to be, man.
All right. Exhibit D. There's the last airbender.
The last airbender. We don't care about the last airbender.
I don't know if he was a Dalai Lama guy. He might have been. All right. Exhibit
the same D. Lines, dude.
All right. We're paying money for a commission tasked with educating consumers about the dangers associated with using or storing portable fuel containers. Why you get $600?
If you just don't know what's flammable, what's not, that's just another thing of natural selection. All right.
Let me just clear this up before my co-host steers you wrong. It's actually inflammable, and that's not what you think it was. If you see something that says inflammable on it, that means it will light a flame really quick. Flammable is not actually even a word. Inflammable is actually the word. We just got used to saying flammable, and people think inflammable means it's not flammable, and that is not the fucking case. Right, so when you see a truck full of containers, when you see a truck full of containers that say inflammable, don't go smoking next to it because you think it's safe. Well, let me just shoot that out there for you. All right, Exhibit E. Another $40 million will be allocated for the necessary expenses for the operation, maintenance, and security. $40 million of the Kennedy Center. And $25 million, which they already got in a relief bill earlier this year. That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Exhibits F, G, H, I, J, $86 million for assistance to Cambodia. $130 million.
We're going to have a holiday there that year.
Holiday in Cambodia. $130 million to Nepal. $135 million to Burma.
I believe it's pronounced nipple.
$453 million to Ukraine. Come on, Ukraine, dude. You ain't got enough, dude. Fucking, you know, doing all your little whatever you guys do over there. Fucking. Well,
I don't know. If it has to do with Ukraine, I have a feeling that half of that money is going to wind up in the Biden's pockets anyway.
Hunter Biden's pocket? Into the Biden crime family? Yeah, that's why I said it there.
For sure.
Hey, we'll send you $453 million, Ukraine, but you're going to have to break me off half of that and send that back to the Biden crime family. $700 million to Sudan. So, as you guys are all getting $600 million. Fuck. 600 measly punk ass fucking dollars. That's gas for the month, by the way, if that. All these other countries are getting broken the fuck off. And why do we care so much? And why do people say America is such a shit fucking horrible place when we just break off other countries like it ain't no thing? That's fucking crazy. Dude. Exhibit K, the bill creates a Women's History Museum and American Latino Museum as part of the Smithsonian. Dude, we are struggling. We're going to build museums right now, dude.
That what nobody's going to go to. Does anybody even go to a museum anymore? When was the last time you went to a museum?
Oh, yeah. Overall, the Smithsonian gets $1 billion, by the way.
Right. And not just that, but the Smithsonian's been closed. And don't even get me started, man.
This bill is symbolically supported by the American people because of the title of this. Everyone is supporting this bill and they have no idea what's in it because the title of the bill that's going to build museums, that's going to find out about the next Dalai Lama, that's going to effing Sudan. And nipple.
Good old nipple
in Cambodia is because it's titled the COVID Relief Fund, dude.
Now, this is an old trick, man. This is an old trick. We do it all the time. The one that comes to mind is after 9/11, after those planes crashed into the Twin Towers. Shortly after that, what was it? The Patriot Act. Remember the Patriot Act? Now, if you have never read or skimmed through what's actually in the Patriot Act, dude, it's not patriotic. It's not patriotic at all. It's not patriotic at all.
Speaking of which, they're coming out with new technology. They're going to be scanners like metal detectors that will scan you and tell you if you got COVID-19. So if you have red eyes, if you have a fever, if you have chills, anything like that, weird skin sweats, it will beep, a little alarm will flash, and the people will send you home. So I'm sorry to all the stoners out there who are just going to the store to get some munchies. You're going to be asked out, dude, because it's got red eye detection. They're going to be like, nope, turn your hat. I'm just here for the Pringles, man. Now turn your fat ass around, bro, because you got COVID. I'm just stoned, bro. Fuck. What the fuck? This is what they're doing, dude. Yeah. And I will be investing in that company, by the way. Yeah, because that company is going to hit it. So this is our hero of the week, dude. Straight up, straight out. This is our guy. Fight Back, California. A restaurant owner blocks health inspector. And we talked about this health inspector piece of trash that was walking around, you know. So the owner of Bread and Barley in Covina, California, decided enough was enough when a public health KGB officer, Nazi, ordered his restaurant to shut down. And I don't like them giving Nazis a bad name like this. In this article,
way worse than Nazis.
Yeah, you don't ever compare a California public health inspector with a Nazi. That's just
talking shit on Nazis.
Yeah, that's horrible. Don't do that to them. What did they ever do? What did they ever do to you? I'm just saying, you're a fucking real turd, dude. If you're a health inspector, dude, just let me say that right now. I would not envy your job position. I would be quitting.
Not all of them. Actually, some of them are actually kind of cool, man.
No, look.
Where they're coming through and they're not giving a fuck. It's like they're like, oh, we totally understand. We're not caring. No, but
I'm just saying, this is a job I wouldn't quit. This is a job I would not have anymore when all this shit went down. Because it's one thing to go in and say, all right, Mr. Jung's Chinese food, you cannot be chopping up that alley cat and fucking cooking it in fucking these conditions. That's one thing. But going in and saying, dude, don't fucking hate on Alley Cat. Look, and that's one thing. However, going in and saying you can't earn a paycheck while I get to earn a paycheck telling you can't earn a paycheck is another fucking thing altogether, bro.
Right.
It's like towing people's cars in repo. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
They shut off the water at like 12 o'clock at night to a restaurant like right across the street from us.
No way.
Yeah, the owner came over to our restaurant, was like, hey, is your guys' water off? And I was like, no, we wouldn't be open if our water was off. And he's like, hey, man, they just shut off our water.
Oh, you guys are next, bro.
No, all right, so they can't. We're all hooked up to, like, we're in a strip mall.
We fucking suck out the water out of the aqueduct, bro. You can't stop us, dude. Yeah. You got a fucking pump, dude.
Yeah, I'll break that shit.
All right. So Carlos Roman, he parked his truck behind the vehicle belonging to the public health inspector. And this is, quote, he wants to come in here and say nobody can work? Well, then he can't work either, Roman told a police officer who responded to the scene. If we can't work, he can't work. And all I got to say is,
Hats off. Tip of the hat.
Hats off to Roman, dude. He is our hero of the week. This is what we have to do, Californians. We have to fight
back. Stand up with
if Newsom can go out and play his little games at his little French restaurant and not shut down his county, because that's where his winery is at making money. And he can, all these people can earn a paycheck. Police officers can earn paychecks. Health inspectors can earn a paycheck.
Look at,
you should be able to earn a paycheck.
All jobs are essential.
All jobs are essential. Period.
Every single job. If you need
it to pay your bills.
Essential. It's essential to you. Straight up.
You need it to pay your bills and put food in your kids' mouth and pay for their schooling and pay for their health care and pay for their education.
It's essential.
All jobs are essential.
Period.
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 Dot, dot, dot.
We need that shirt. All jobs are essential.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to, hey, oh yeah, that's another thing. We're going to start making some awesome, funny t-shirts and cool t-shirts. We're going to have them on, where are they at? Plug us, buddy.
www.rotflpodcast.com/shop. You just go to our site, rotflpodcast.com, hit the merch section. Check it out. We got, for our diehard fans out there, we got one shirt up there. I mean, not so fucking exciting. It's not a big line of products. However,
we're working on it.
We're going to have Newsom up there crossed out. We're going to have, all jobs are, we're going to have some good things. So if you want to support our show, you can always go on and, do your thing and hit us up and support our show on our site. Become a member, get notified every time one of these episodes drop. And don't forget to share and like this with your friends. Fuck 2020. The year is over. And next week we will be starting it fresh in 2021. So we love all you guys. We love all our listeners. And you guys need to pick up the game out there, dude. guys are slacking, bro.
Start sharing a little more.
Start sharing this shit.
Sharing is caring.
Frag him. I can't. All right. Love you guys. Peace.
Later.